Is there a relationship between doubt and belief? Between skepticism and faith? Does one eliminate the other? Are they opposed to each other? Well, today offers us a wonderful opportunity to look at both of them. Because the gospel is the famous story of doubting Thomas, one of the 12 apostles. Thomas refused to believe that Jesus had really risen from the dead until he saw him with his own two eyes and reached out and touched his wounds. He refused to accept the testimony of others. I can relate to Thomas. Let me tell you a story. There are people, including many people in this place right here tonight, who claim that 3 years ago the Cubs beat the Indians in the World Series. I don't believe that. And I'll tell you why. Because that night when that seventh game went into extra innings, I went to bed because I had 6:30 mass the next morning. And when I got up the next morning, I had heard on the news that the Cubs had won that game. But because I hadn't seen it, I refused to believe it. If I didn't see it, then it really didn't happen. That sounds a lot like St. Thomas in our gospel today, doesn't it? And it sounds pretty crazy too, doesn't it? Because facts are facts, and truth is truth, no matter what I happen to believe. So where does doubt fit into all of this? I suggest that the opposite of faith is not doubt, but atheism. Because doubt is a part of a process that leads to a deeper faith. Everybody recognizes Mother Teresa as a very saintly and holy woman. She spent her entire life working in the slums of Calcutta, India, to relieve the poverty and suffering that she experienced there. In fact, Her Holiness has been recognized because she has been declared a saint of the church. Well, after she died a few years ago, her memoirs were published. And it came out in those pages of her spiritual diary that for almost the last 50 years of her life, she struggled painfully to feel God's presence in her daily life. She was experiencing what spiritual writers call the dark night of the soul. A dark night of the soul is an experience where our felt sense of God dries up and disappears, and we begin to feel at a loss, agnostic, maybe even a little atheistic, because we can no longer imagine the existence of God. But during those moments, God doesn't disappear or cease to exist. God exists independent of our feelings. And sometimes our hearts and our heads are in tune with all of that. And we feel this reality with great fervor. And we pray with deep confidence. But at other times, we just can't wrap our heads and our hearts around the idea of God. We feel a certain absence or a depression or a void when we try to imagine God. But stop to think for a minute. Even Jesus experienced that darkness. As he was hanging on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? But even in those darkest moments, he cried out to God. He prayed. And on the night before in the garden, And Mother Teresa, despite all those years of doubt and dryness, never missed a day of prayer. And Thomas dared to come back to see the Lord for himself. That wasn't disbelief. It was real faith. Because faith begins exactly where atheism assumes that it ends. It is better to doubt and question and still keep searching rather than to assume that we have all the easy answers to life's problems. Jesus says to Thomas and to us, "Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." Maybe one reason we are so far from the kingdom of God is that we refuse to believe what we have not seen. We have not experienced a world without war. And so we refuse to believe that peace is possible. We have always had the poor among us. And so we refuse to believe that poverty can be eliminated. We see only a lot of evil. And so we refuse to believe that love will triumph. But blessed are those faithful who can imagine what is beyond the merely visible, whose lives are renewed by the new life of Christ, whose voices proclaim a new day, a new world of justice and peace, of love and of life. Because they no longer look for Jesus among the dead, but find him instead in the fullness of life. They base their lives on their total faith that we have become a new creation in Jesus Christ.